I'd like to welcome everybody to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, October 20th, 2008. First item on the agenda is we will review the agenda for this evening's City Council meeting. Page 2. Councilmember Higgins?
Here, I have a question. Mr. Wesley, on item 3B, 3A, I couldn't find the citizen participation numbers for that. In the report, it talked about the citizen participation meeting, but and it said see attached list, and there was no attached list. So I just wondered how many people showed up at that. Do you know?
Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, no, I don't have that number off the top of my head. I'm sure the applicant will be here this evening and can provide that.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to pull it off consent. That was just my.
And it's because it's public hearing. Anyway.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
It's a public hearing.
Sorry. Thanks.
Okay. All righty. Anything else on page 2? Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Councilmember Venter, sorry.
Thank you, Mayor. 6B, I have a conflict of interest on that I'll need to declare. I happen to have a business relationship with a farmer that has a farm that comes up close to where this transmission line will be going, so I'm going to just be careful and declare a conflict.
Okay, so 6B is removed from consent due to a conflict by Councilmember, potential conflict, Councilmember Fenter. Okay. Anything else on page 5? Page 6? Page 7? Page 8, page 9, and page 10. Okay. We'll go to item 2 on the agenda. Hear reports on meetings and/or conferences attended. Are there any reports? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Mayor, I'd like to report on a very exciting event that I attended on Saturday. I helped with the opening of the Mekong Plaza shopping mall at Dobson and Main. This is a very fascinating reuse of a closed Target store. It's the largest Asian mall in Arizona and includes a very large 38,000 square foot supermarket inside and many restaurants and shops of all types. And there were at least between 2,000 and 3,000 people there at the time of the ribbon cutting and continued throughout all day. So it's they're very excited to be close to the light rail line. And they were extremely complimentary of city staff for all the assistance they had to make this project work. So I wanted to report on a project well done. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Councilmember Richens.
I know many of the council members, there was a game night on Saturday night, a lot of block watches citywide. I had the opportunity to ride around with some of Mesa's finest police officers and go to some of those parties and meet some neighbors, and it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. I was unfortunately out of town for the Mekong Plaza, but got back in time to go to the game, and I think I hit six from clear in the far east down to the west sides, and had a very enjoyable time meeting with the members of the community, and it was cool going around to different places and seeing each of the neighborhood block having a dinner, a fun, whatever. So that was a great event, and I congratulate everyone who was involved with that because I think it was worthwhile. Councilmember Richens?
Also this weekend was Old West Days in downtown. I don't know if any of you guys caught that, but it was a really neat event, really well organized. There was stuff happening all the time, lots of people down there. So I just wanted to thank that group that was there, as well as MacFest going on every Saturday.
We had two or
that way
at least two, plug three events at the same time.
Yeah, also had the fundraiser down at the West End.
Yeah. So I think we had three events going on at the same time. So, hey, some life.
That's busy, busy downtown.
Some good life. That's great. Good. Anything else? Thank you. Vice Mayor.
I was just going to say, I'm curious. Each week I go down to see what Councilmember Higgins is going to throw out there in front of us, see what's new each week in her artwork there.
Councilmember Fincher purchased something the other day.
Councilmember Fincher purchased something.
A minor, small item. Because I know his salary.
But he purchased, nonetheless.
Yes, it was one of the...
And you know what? I think that may qualify as a charitable contribution also.
Sure, absolutely, that's great. I'll get your receipt.
Okay. Well, that's great to see that growing, and thank you for your contribution. I you're probably not up to what my wife has contributed to MacFest yet, but you're well on your way. Thank you. Okay, anything else? Well, thank you. Mr. Brady, schedule of meetings and information.
Thank you, Mayor. Just remind the Mayor and Council that this coming Thursday, our study session will be a joint meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we'll be reviewing the Mesa Gateway Strategic Development Plan. Recall, I think it was back in June or so, we had a meeting with them and kind of established a new vision and direction. We've spent a lot of time with the stakeholders developing that, and we are going to be coming back and making a presentation to the two groups Thursday. In front of you is this document, which is called the Strategic Development Plan. Just is the vision and expectations that we've outlined if we've worked with the stakeholders. It's going to look a lot like what you've seen even when we've reviewed the PCD zoning, where a lot of pictures, kind of a lot of driven by vision and ideas. And so we would ask if you could review this or at least get familiar with it, then we'll go through an exercise similar to what we did when we presented the CUNY plan, where we talk about a hypothetical example and how we would use these different districts in the framework to look at different developments. So that's going to happen, again, this coming Thursday as part of the study session. And then that same day at 3:45 in the afternoon, we'll be having the opening of our crime lab. The grand opening will take place. Then we'll have a ribbon cutting, invite members of the council to be there. We're having an open house that day. Really, we'll start earlier in that day for staff. And we'll also be available for the public to come and tour the crime lab, I believe starting at 4 o'clock that same day. So I encourage the community to come down and take a view of what happens at the crime lab. And then also this coming...
And Mr. Brady, the crime lab is located right adjacent to or part of the police headquarter complex on the west side?
On the west side.
It's on the west side of the complex. I'm trying to remember what street that might be. And get some help? Is that Morris? It's
on Morris and First Street.
Morris and First Street.
Okay.
So if you park anywhere near the police department complex, you'll be able to walk to it to the back of the property. So I encourage everybody to come down and take the tour. It's really is fascinating, the technology. It's kind of our own CSI laboratories down there, maybe not with all the same Hollywood techniques, but more credible and valid, as we like to say. So, and then we want to invite all the members of the council, the mayor and the council, to join us at City Hall at the Mall on this Saturday, October 25th, and they'll be at the Superstition Springs Mall. We recently did, earlier in the year, we did Fiesta Mall. Now we're at Superstition Springs. We'll begin at 10 a.m. and be there till 3 p.m. And many of the departments will be represented, both inside the ball, and usually we have many of our public safety men and women outside with some of their equipment to showcase that to the community also. So we have a busy time coming up. And then on November 1st, Vice Mayor Jones will be having a pancake breakfast at Fire Station 202. Thank you.
Thank you. Full schedule. Next item is a pre-scheduled public opinion appearance. We'll first hear from Ms. Anita Stapleton. Ms. Stapleton, are you here? Okay. You have 3 minutes, Ms. Stapleton. Just sit down at, I guess, either one of those chairs.
The glasses out. Thank you. As you know, my name is Anita Stapleton. I own the Jersey Girl Cafe down by the big pink chair, down by the country club end of Main Street. I'm a member of the Downtown Merchants Group. We're the people that put on the Second Friday events. And we'd like to talk about cruising a little bit. Cruising is becoming very important to us. We've had two really successful cruises down there put on by a separate group in the last year. And we really saw, as merchants, a dramatic increase in both our business and the foot traffic in the downtown area. It generated a lot of buzz that we really haven't seen since Mary Main Street days. What we'd like to do is welcome the car clubs to come back every second Friday. We'd like to let them know that they're a vital part of the community. Unfortunately, they're under the impression that there's some type of ordinance on the books that prohibits them from coming down. And they're all led to believe that they're either going to be ticketed or have their cars impounded or there's some type of fine involved in having them come down. And what we're trying to really do is generate that buzz every second Friday. We've had some other cities around us in the Valley that are really doing well with this. Scottsdale has the pavilions. Phoenix started cruising on Central again, and they're having a great success with it. Chandler's done Fulton Ranch, and their first cruise brought 200 people out. They've got different food vendors offering free drinks, ice cream, hot dogs the first weekend of the month. They've got bouncers for kids. So they're really trying to promote this as a community event where the people can bring their cars out and walk around and kind of have a good time with it. So what we're asking City Council to do is try and help us reassure these people that they're not going to lose their vehicles that they've spent thousands of dollars on. Let them know that we really do want to welcome them back to our community, that we really find them to be a vital part of what's going on in our Second Friday events. And maybe if we can have some of you come down and possibly do a meet and greet with some of these people, kind of walk around, introduce yourselves, let them know we're really happy to have them back, make them feel like they're really useful to our Second Fridays. We need something in this community that lets people know that, you know, there's a fun-free event for families. It generates a lot of, like I said, foot traffic into our stores. It generates a lot of sales tax for the city, and it doesn't come at any cost to the city whatsoever. The merchants do it. The downtown merchants group puts together all the flyers and all the posters, and we do all the advertising ourselves. So all we're asking is for a little support for our group to help bring people down to the community.
Be more than happy. I can't give you a little support, but if you'll talk to Mr. Brady, he'll figure out a way to get a lot of support. Okay.
Wonderful.
We can't actually.
I
guess it is agendized.
Yes, Mayor. I think because it's
agendized. Because agenda. I'm sorry. You're right. We can discuss it because it's on pre-meeting agenda. Councilmember Richens, go ahead. We'd love to give you. I'd like to say we'd love to give you a lot of support. All right.
Wonderful. We like.
And now that I can do it, we'll give you a lot of support because I think it's a great idea. I think you've done a wonderful job of, like you said, creating a buzz and making things happen. So, Councilmember Richens.
I was actually part of the group that put that cruise on last November, and it was really fascinating to walk around and talk to some of those folks who were the ones cruising back in the 70s who maybe created the original problem, but now
not my group. We were good.
Well now the difference is they're driving the same cars, they're right. Just 30 years older, make six-figure incomes and work for Boeing, you know,
30 years
instead
wiser.
Of in high school, you know, but I publicly want to welcome them back to Mesa and have them come. If they want to come Second Fridays, they can come anytime they want and be part of what's happening in our downtown. It's very exciting. I think we've Natalie Lewis, we had a look into the ordinance part of it, and there's really no ordinance prohibiting cruising, per se. All we ask is when they come, just obey our traffic laws and don't park on the sidewalk. Park in defined spaces, and also I think work with the DMA.
Okay.
Our downtown association really does a nice job in coordinating our parking and all kinds of other events that happen down there. So I'd encourage you to work with Tom Verplug and his group over there to make sure that that happens. But I want to publicly welcome them back and
wonderful.
Come spend your money.
And if we do find something that we're not aware of that pops up that might even create from an ordinance, please work with us because we'll get it right. We'll
wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate that. Ms. Clark, do we have any other requests to speak from citizens?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay.
Move for adjournment.
Have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We will adjourn and move upstairs. 15 minutes.